AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a field hearing today in Manhattan, home of DA Alvin Bragg. He is the prosecutor who filed charges against former President Donald Trump. Committee Chair Jim Jordan says Bragg's priorities are wrong.
Their stories are emblematic of a city that's lost its way when it comes to fighting a crime and upholding the law.
There have been some disruptions in the hearing. Hank Johnson is a Democrat.
The Republican witnesses who have used their time to criticize District Attorney Bragg have served as props in a MAGA Broadway production. The real purpose in coming to New York City.
Can we have order?
New York City officials have urged Jordan to cancel the hearing. C-SPAN has declined to air it on TV. In a speech on Wall Street, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is vowing to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but only coupled with a cap on future federal spending.
Without exaggeration, American debt is a ticking time bomb that will detonate unless we take serious, responsible action. Yet, how has President Biden reacted to this issue? He has done nothing.
McCarthy says the president is missing in action. The start of a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News is being delayed by a day in Delaware. Lawyers for Fox and Dominion Voting Systems would not comment on reports settlement talks may be in the works. Fox is accused of spreading false claims the company rigged the 2020 presidential election. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan conducted a joint missile defense exercise aimed at countering North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal. A Russian court convicted a top opposition figure for treason for publicly denouncing Moscow's war in Ukraine and sentenced him to 25 years in prison. Defending champion Evans Chebet of Kenya has won the Boston Marathon. This is AP News. North American bats are in big trouble. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
Scientists say that more than half of North America's bat species are likely to diminish significantly because of climate change. A report by experts from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico says 81 of the continent's 154 known bat types are at risk of severe population decline in the next 15 years. The report was published by the North American Bat Conservation Alliance. The consortium's chief scientist, Winifred Frick, says, "We face a biodiversity crisis globally, and bats play a very important role in healthy ecosystems needed to protect our planet." The U.S. Geological Survey says bats give U.S. agriculture a $3.7 billion annual boost by gobbling crop-destroying insects. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.